Ah, cut in the forest.
Bid opening is tomorrow afternoon. There's 22 bid packages. We're hoping to get all of those filled.
22?
Because you have landscaping, you have pavement, you have electrical, you have detention security, communication.
And several in each one of those?
Well, those are all big packages. We actually consolidated three down into one, all under electrical, because there was some discussion. The electrical contractor needs to put in the conduit to put all the phone lines and everything in. But then under communication or under security, the people that were mounting the cameras didn't know if they had to pull their own cable or not. So we actually put them all three together. So there's no question whoever gets that contract will pull the wire.
Who's going to do what? Yeah.
But that's a $4 million plus contract, which is going to be tough maybe for some companies to bond. Right now, the estimate of construction is around $21 million.
I'm sorry, what was that about?
$21 million.
$21 million
for the estimation. We'll know more in the afternoon after bid opening. We did move county board meeting up to the 11th of July. If the bids come in good and everything checks out and they're qualified, administrative committee will get back together before the 11th and recommend approval. We'll approve contracts on the 11th. We could start seeing some action out here on the 12th of July. We do have a couple of small issues. Requested change orders already.
Is that you?
No!
Sorry, I don't know.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joyce.
1,574 pages in the volumes of materials that contractors need to read through, and there's 258 pages of drawings. So it's quite a plan for 80,000 square feet of building.
Every corner will be utilized, I'm sure.
We'll see.
Is there room built in that for plants at all? Or
yeah.
There is. And how many cells for the jail is coming by?
It'll have capacity of 100. We started out at roughly 80, expandable to 96, and we're going to put 100 beds in. We actually have room for 106. But because there's space requirements. State has approved the plans in the first round, which were supposed to be reviewed today, but they were reviewed Monday. So the majority of the plans have been approved. The Department of Corrections has checked off, and we're waiting for review of the plumbing, which won't be done for 2 weeks. PSPS.
So what has to be done?
Oh, the fire and the fire suppression has to be submitted after construction.
Do you have to put in these pumping stations that you were talking about?
Yeah.
One or two?
Well, I think the city is going to put in one if we can get agreement, because they're trying to develop the south end of the golf course and maybe a hotel out there. So.
Oh, really?
If that happens, then we need a pumping station, and so it'll be a mutual effort. We're waiting for the proper in-betweeners to agree to something.
So then, will this be city water and sewer?
It's city water now.
Okay. And sewer.
And sewer.
Yes?
Yeah, it's city water. Grant County put in a 12-inch main when they built that building over there.
We run water on even days and sewer on odd days.
Yeah, it's the same pipe, pump it either way.
Yeah. I know. It's a lean problem.
Out here I have thought that. Out here I have thought that at times. That's for sure. That's not true.
Okay.
Given the color of my water someday.
Any other questions? Any other further comments from you on this? I mean, it's going okay?
I think so. It's, you know, I am not a plan reader, so that's been a little bit of a challenge, but I mean, the architects have been very easy to work with, and I think, you know, they've got everything in place. The materials all look good. I think everybody's kind of come together on the concept, so it's we're ready for it to start. Recognizing the fact that it's going to be a little harried out here.
That was the only thing you didn't have in your evaluation.
What's that?
How you're going to handle the construction, the relocation in the future.
We're going to handle it. That's how we're going to handle it. Quietly and efficiently.
Well, getting in and out of here. Do they plan to redo the entrance to this then, or no? It'll stay the way it is.
The main drive will stay the way it is. But the access points into the building will change. Then there'll be another parking lot in front of the building. Between that drive and the building, there'll be parking.
With the road construction at 61 in here, I feel like I'm going to just be...
I'm going to drop you in by helicopter.
Then will this building be torn out after that is completed?
Yeah, right. Make do.
Yep. Parking again back there.
We've had discussions with staff already that we're going to have to make do. We're going to have to expect to probably walk. I'm sure the parking isn't going to be that convenient. So
we'll get to walk to work and away from work rather than during the meeting.
There you go. There's going to be noise. There's going to be dust.
Well, the hospital is going through that right now. I mean, they're parking 3-4 blocks away. I volunteered to do a golf course. But you just got to keep saying it'll be wonderful.
I have a guy at home that usually has to walk about a mile to get to his drink site in Madison, so he thinks nothing of it, that he might have to all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any further comments?
To the rest of the world.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody here likes to walk anyway, so it's not going to hurt them.
Any further comments on the building? Hearing none. What?
Jan and Shirley are ending their terms, and Pat is leaving us. So I think we discussed that the last one. So Pat is, or at the regional, I guess. It wasn't at this
regional,
one, it was at regional.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I kind of forgot we didn't meet on that last month. So.
We haven't met for a while.
I know.
It seems like a long time out of my district, doesn't it?
It does. So you guys have served out your 6 years. That's a long time. But very, very appreciative to both of you for all your input. And I am serious about the whole year thing. I'm pretty sure if you sit off a year, you can come back.
So. And we have open meetings, so you can always come back. Add your 2 cents. Everybody.
And we will miss Pat as well, because Pat, you know, she's just been on, just a little over
a year
now.
Yeah,
so.
Year in April.
We were disappointed to hear you were moving, but the best of luck to you in your move.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're excited to
it's kind of
be getting out of the restaurant business.
Well, I will still stay in that.
Yeah.
And it'll just be...
Cut the hours down.
Hopefully cut the hours down, right?
Yeah. So, no, very, very much appreciative.
Any words of wisdom for our wonderful board here?
Yeah. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Well, I've learned a lot. You know,
well, we learn from you too. The nice thing about these boards is that you guys, you know, give us information back. So, because you meet some of our target groups, so we did give you a little because we want you to continue to do outreach for us, and this is the stuff we use for outreach. So,
you know, you take your coffee cup wherever you go.
Yes, carry it around with you. Give the pen away if you can. Somebody who needs us, but. We truly do. I'm hoping that as you're out and about, that you do let people know that we exist and that we're here. And because I know you guys do that all now. So But yes, I am very appreciative of all you've done for us, and it's been and very enjoyable, and it's going to be very strange not to have you guys on.
It's going to be strange not to come.
With all that extra time.
Yeah. That being said, I should point out that Bob did appoint two people yesterday at the board meeting. So they will be coming in July. Arnold Rawson he meets our target group of over 60. And the other one is, gosh, now I forgot his first name.
Joe
Breyer. And Joe meets our target group for a disabled person.
And where are those two?
They are both out of Platteville. Actually, all the applications we got for board members were out of Platteville except for one. So, but we got actually quite a few this time. So I'm hoping the next round that, you know, we'll try to branch out. Because we advertised, we tried to keep it kind of central. I actually didn't advertise in Platteville, but yet that was the one. It's where I got the apps from, so. We tried to keep it more Lancaster and Fenmore, and yet I didn't. I got one from Fenmore, so. But we didn't think that she met our target group, so.
So now with three leaving, I appointed two, and then another
the
person.
Board will yes, he'll
the
have
board
to.
Will,
do you want to explain that?
We will appoint a replacement for Pat from her district, and the normal practice is that they take the same committees. So whoever that is, the office committee.
And for whatever reason, I dreamt about that last night. Like, I had the responsibility of finding a replacement for Pat. I don't know why. And I was very stressed out about it because I.
They got to be able to make French fries and fish and chicken.
Clean floors, mop toilets.
I woke up this morning like, why did I dream that? It's bizarre.
Okay, well, we certainly want to thank you all.
Yes.
For all your time. And like I say, the meetings are open, so you may. It's an open invitation.
And I'll run into you at a meal site.
Yeah,
good.
All right, on to number six.
I have a public comment.
Okay.
Were you aware that KX Stein passed away?
No.
Oh,
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
This morning.
I think the funeral
was Saturday at Castle.
Okay, that's good to know.
I want to go on this group wants to send something.
Yes. How old was she?
90.
Okay.
And Mary had just passed away, what, a month or 2 months ago? So.
Yeah, about 2 months ago. Daughter.
Oh.
So is the husband still alive?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't realize that how many kids they had and that they were all around. They were kind of spread out.
So down in the Duke and Florida, they only have one daughter passed away. The rest of them.
Yeah.
Okay, the regional board meeting. Let's see.
I was the one there.
They talked about the different meetings that they've been to up in Madison and the different legislators they've talked with, and then just tried to keep us updated on what was going on. And the dementia care specialist now has been passed, so that's a statewide.
The joint finance has it right. They have it in
the budget.
Their budget. So
yeah.
For the 19 for the first year, and then to increase it to 24 for the following year. So. And that's permanent, I think.
I thought so.
So that's great news for us, because Whitney does an awesome job.
That's basically it.
OAA funding, the Older Americans Act funding. I do have some information on what the president's budget looked like regarding Older Americans Act funding, which was slight decreases in it. Probably the only big concern was getting rid of the SHIP program, which is the state health insurance assistance program, and that does, we do get, it's only about 5,000 to 7,000 from that, but that is used for our elder benefit specialists. It also funds the Medigap hotline that people use when they have questions and they can't reach us.
So that is a concern for the future. But slight increases or slight decreases to Title III funding, nothing really that major. And of course, again, that is his budget. That's not final budget or any other budget. So just so you're aware of that. We had been told from GWAR earlier that they were looking at how they were redoing the formula for Older Americans Act funding, and I don't know how they've done it in the past, but I know it's been somewhat based on population and target groups and things like that, and they were going to make some adjustments in that could have affected our funding for this coming year. However, I'm not sure of the reasons why, but they said that will not be happening so that we can fund at what the level is we think. Basically, probably a flat level funding for next year. So we were a little concerned because they said we could have as much as like a 5% decrease. So we're happy that didn't happen. So I've got a couple other things up here as far as advocacy. Again, you know, part of my responsibility as the aging director is there's an aging network to, you know, let you know how things may impact the elderly. Right now, of course, everything is tentative. You know, we don't really know for sure how things are going to play out.
I just wondered if this was more said with the healthcare thing. As we're going to see it out tomorrow.
Yeah, right? And I mean, your guess is as good as mine is what they've done. So I do have the healthcare repeal and replace initiatives that the Wisconsin Aging Network has been putting out on what its effect would be for the elderly. But obviously, we don't know what the Senate's version is looking like. So I would like to say if you could possibly, Representative Novak is not in our area, but he is in the Iowa County area, and he was instrumental in getting that dementia care specialist program funding back on the Joint Finance Committee and getting it considered. So if you have time and drop him a note, or if you ever run into him, I occasionally do because he's the mayor of Dodgeville too, but to say thank you to that. And Representative Roarcast too was also instrumental in getting those. They were really very, very supportive, so we're very thankful to that. So we did meet at Advocacy Day. I think that's in my report, but we did meet there and spoke with Senator Markwine's office, and also I met with Representative Trandall's office staff. So,
did you get any vibes from either one?
I think they were. Trandall's office was very much on board with. They're like, isn't Novak working on it? And I said, yes, he is. And so they were going to speak with him directly about that. I met with a younger one, and then I stopped on my way out because Jeff Curry, I've known he's been at the Capitol for a long time. So then I stopped and met with Jeff on my way out because Jeff is the one that has, I think, more of the ear. So I did speak with him about the dementia care, too, so they were going to look in that. The three or the four things that the Advocacy Day really focused on was transportation, the dementia care specialist, interestingly enough, prevention programs. Patsy's really got herself in everywhere.
Well, I just make a comment that we just finished the Stepping On program, of which we had 12,
yes.
13
yes.
That were there. We held it at Morningside, of which there were two people there from Morningside, and the rest of them were from within the community and around. And I will tell you that one individual who's living at Morningside came up to me about more than three-fourths of the way through the program and indicated to me that this is a program pretty much mainly for people who are living out in the community.
Sure.
You know, more so than the fact.
Which I would agree.
But they chose to hold it because I think she wanted to hold it there.
Yeah. I think Renee
she wanted to have people from community into Morningside.
Yeah.
To see what it was like, so I think that's why they held it there.
Yeah. So, then the last one was Medicaid reimbursement for direct personal care workers. There's a definite need. There's just a huge shortage of personal care workers right now. in the state, probably in the country. So they were hoping, I think they asked for like a 15% increase. I think like a 2% or maybe 3% went into the budget. But there's just a shortage. I mean, we are even struggling to find people to do respite care for others because there's just, Homeward Bound, all these agencies, they just don't have the staffing. So, I mean, part of that is because they can go to McDonald's and they can go to some of these other places and make more money. So, which is very sad. It's true.
What, do you know what the average caregiver would get?
It's not very much, like 10. I think in some situations it's not more than $10 an hour. Like 10 or 11 is about the highest, so it's not very much. So those were the four areas that we covered with the legislators, and that was done as a whole. It was a really nice day. I mean, people, there was, I think, about 200 people there, considering it was their second year. The first year they had like 50. This year they had like 200. So it was nice. It was good. The only thing I would comment on is I think they needed to host it somewhere else where we could get, you want older people to be involved in that, and yet the Capitol is not the easiest place to get to with older people. It's just not.
Be very intimidating for an older person.
Well, it's just
go there.
You get lost.
To try to find the accessible entrances and things like that. It's
even
a struggle.
Parking.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. Parking is horrendous.
And now they got all the construction around this way.
So you had to walk. You had to walk a good probably 5 or 6 blocks just to get to the Capitol and then navigate yourself through the Capitol. So that was probably the downside of it. But, overall, I thought it was very good. And we're very excited about the dementia care specialist. And if you look, I did pass out a dementia care manager report that she did for us. She's doing a lot, so.
And with the younger people. As well.
Yeah, because we're finding out that many, many children, even in elementary school, are living with or have a grandparent or somebody close to their family that has dementia. So it's important that they know how to deal with that as well. So we are doing a luncheon next Wednesday in Boscobel to kick off an initiative there. So hoping that will be well received. So if you want to look at, I can pass these around, the WAND materials, if you want to look, and that also the appropriations for OAA, so you can kind of see what's happening there. Again, the SHIP does concern me because that is some of our funding, and that could really limit some of our elder benefits.
For 7?
Yep.
All right, on to 7.
So I completed the meal cost tool. It's required again by DHS that we complete a meal cost tool every year and determine what our costs were. Again, you'll see that the costs have gone down. Our congregate was, I think, $10.08 last year, and something. It's $9.58, and our home delivered is $9.52. And part of the reason why those costs have gone down is that we've increased the revenue in those programs. I know, and so the costs have come down a little bit. Those will be posted at the meal sites. We do have to post what the actual cost is, and then the suggested donation. The suggested donation has been $3.50 since I've been here, and I think before. But since the costs have gone down, I don't think there's any reason to raise it. I also don't think there's a reason to lower it because they haven't gone down significantly. So I would probably just leave the contribution level at $3.50 if you feel that that's adequate.
If you lower it, then they're going to lower their contributions.
Yeah, and I am a little concerned with the Platteville area because they are charging for busing now. So they'll pay to get on the bus, but I'm a little concerned that on the back end that's going to affect our contributions for the meal site because they've already paid for the bus. So, but
the bus has been free.
Our bus never was. We were doing it one day a week, and we've always charged there. The senior center bus was free, I believe, but now they're charging in order to maintain that, and we're providing transportation there an extra day. So. It's $2. So.
over and back?
Yeah.
But
how
I can see
trips?
Some people. Like,
but they
$2
yeah.
and then $3.50,
yeah.
so it makes
yeah.
it $5.50
they
more
may
to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And since they're going to, since the donations for the meal site are private, they'll subtract it off of there. So. I would like approval of the $3.50 contribution.
Okay, someone want to make
suggested
a
donation.
Motion to keep it pat?
I make a motion to keep the meal cost at $3.50 for a contribution.
I'll second.
Shirley seconds. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There you go. Passed.
Vouchers.
Approval of vouchers. Any questions on the vouchers? I guess the only question I have, I know in your vouchers you pay for people to, you know, the rides to appointments and so forth. Mm-hmm. You're okay with people, you have plenty of people making those trips available when someone
we can
to
always
go.
Use more people, but we do have, you know, I think we've got like 22 drivers, so don't worry about that. But she goes, I mean, literally, they are booked up all the time.
Dave?
We do refer to Lyft.
I just had a couple,
yeah?
You've probably been on before and I never noticed. What is ADSRUS? Was at the top of the
ads are us. That
that's what that is.
Yep, ads are us.
Okay. And then what is Sunset Fields?
Sunset Fields is the senior center down here in Lancaster.
Oh, okay.
Or is it? No, wait a minute. Or is it Fenimore's? I get those two mixed up.
I think it's Fenimore's.
I always get those two mixed up. So we pay for like a telephone and.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that one, I'm not sure when that was. It was where's that at? I don't see it.
That could be the rent.
Oh, that
$3,
was the rent. Probably. Okay.
Yeah.
That was probably the rent.
$3,600.
Yeah. I always get Sunset Fields and this one mixed.
Yep.
What is the training for a person to be able to take an individual to a appointment?
We do a background check on them. They have to have a good driving record. They have to and then Mariah just goes over. We have an employee handbook that kind of goes through policies and procedures, and I can show you the handbook.
They just get paid mileage.
They get paid the IRS rate, yes.
IRS
rate. But the charitable donation rate is only 14 cents, so they often have to do a 1099 on us because they get taxed on that portion between the 14 cents and the 54 cents.
Any further comments on the vouchers? Someone want to make a motion to approve those?
Make a motion to approve.
And there's a lot because this is 2 months worth. So.
Right.
We didn't just do all these this month. So.
Okay, Dave made a motion to approve the vouchers. Okay. Jan wants a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. No. Voucher passed. Financial report.
Again, I think we're sitting pretty good. Given the direction, and I'll hear a little more from the DOT tomorrow, I think we're going to shift a little bit more of my, funding into transportation where I think it needs to be. But that won't affect much. But we do want to make sure that we've got that adequate. So if we start charging, if the state starts looking at how we're charging MCOs, that we've got it all in. But otherwise, I think we are good. From when I look through, I think we're on track on about everything for the most part.
Any questions from anybody? Hearing none, I have approval. I need approval for the financial report.
Okay.
Jan makes a motion.
Jan, I'll second it.
And Shirley seconds.
I'm fighting over that.
Any further comments? Hey, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion passed. And we did number 10, so we're on to number 11. Reports.
Right, and you've got mine, so we've covered a lot of
pretty much, I'll just cover some of a couple of things that weren't. We are doing the farmer's market voucher program right now, so if you know of people that might be a little bit lower income that could benefit from that, eligible participants can receive up to $25 in vouchers to be used at the local farmer's market stands.
Is that per month?
No, it's just a one-time 25.
A one-time.
But and there are certain stands that are eligible. We'll give them a list, but most of like the apple orchards are also eligible, so they can save it till you know, September if they want. So it's a really good deal, and it helps out the food stands as well. That comes out of the USDA. So we're lucky to have that. I think most of it. Dennis Kelly was hired as the meal site manager in Cassville. Bonnie Fagan has retired, but she's going to stay on as a sub for us, so we're happy about that. We talked about, we did a lot of volunteer activities, and trained them on red flags. Our volunteer drivers that home deliver, we do some red flag training on them to have them look, you know, be aware of certain signs that might indicate somebody is in distress and in need of emergency help. And we've probably already had, I think, two or three this year. So, well, let's see.
Do you look for any of the free meals like you gave last year at the meal sites?
Not unless we have X-Dine dollars to do it somehow. And, you know, in reality, those helped maybe a little bit, but they help with awareness, but they don't really pull in. They pull in people at the time, but then they don't stay. So, staff have done a lot of training, the active killer training. We've had some staff on to that, a lot of personnel training. The Platteville Senior Center is planning on moving to OE Gray. It's a little bit... There's a nonprofit group that's trying to incorporate there that is looking to... I think the city's going to let it go, and this group is hoping to take it over, and that makes me nervous, quite frankly, because, you know, it's a newly formed group, so I'm hoping that they can make a go of it. The OE Gray is a little rougher than I remembered it. The kitchen is, anyway. But John has indicated to me that they've got some money, they've received a donation aimed at improving the facility, so we're hoping to use some of that. I think we may have to put some into it. Ruth and I have kind of looked around and not really come across anything else. Our hesitancy with the churches is that oftentimes when they've been in a church, and I've had the same things with classrooms in churches, is that if there's a funeral, then you have to move out and move, and that gets tricky as well. So I think we're going to give OE Gray a try and just see how it goes. I'm hoping the senior center is in it for the long haul, but you know, they're going to be hard pressed for donations. I think they're getting a lot right now, but whether those will stay consistent, I don't know. So, and then the other thing is I just got the budget from Nancy. So I'm looking at projections for the end of this year, and then we're already starting the 2018 budget process, so we'll be working on that throughout the summer. We will be scheduling a public hearing. I'll bring that back next month because we have to have a public hearing on the aging plan and that sort of thing. So you've got program reports, and you've got nutrition report, correct? Courtney, that's in there, right?
Yep.
I saw it?
Yep.
Okay. So if you have any questions on any of those.
Is there a state convention again in September?
There is. Thank you for mentioning that. It is September, let me tell you, I think it's the 7th and 8th. I'm pretty sure it's the 7th and 8th. I don't know why I don't have it on.
And it's where?
6th and 7th and 8th. Sorry, 6th, 7th, 8th. It's at the West Marriott in Madison. It's kind of a combined aging and ADRC conference. And I've just been informed that the closer for the conference is Leroy Butler. So, mm-hmm. In case you want to go see Leroy Butler.
Well, I just want to say, if anybody has a chance to go, I mean, I'd be willing to go. They're excellent. You just come back with so much information.
And we have sent, Dave, didn't you go one day, I think? Or
one time, yeah.
One time?
Dave went one time.
Right. Yeah.
We don't allow Mary Lou to go because she screws up the billing at the hotel.
Dan, give it. I think we went over.
But
it is
a very good training, and it is closed. So if you are interested, I can bring back more information. There is nothing. The workshop is there. There's no information out on it other than we know when it is. So once they have that, I will bring that.
This is a wonderful time to network with other.
Yeah, it is.
Places.
It is.
Did anyone get a call about going out for dinner tonight with President Trump in Iowa? I got two telephone calls.
Really? Yeah. A lady at the Montford Meal site got that too.
Yeah. Really?
She's not calling me.
Who did they? I thought maybe they called everyone on the board here.
No.
Me? How come me?
Your reputation.
But be careful. There are a lot of scams right now, and an IRS scam is going around again, too. So be very careful.
So this was supposed to be his daughter.
Yeah, that's what the...
Yeah.
Wow.
His daughter. Free ticket?
I just said, what are you having? Is it worth the drive?
That's how they get their crowd. Well, that's interesting to know, though. Are you
well,
going?
My husband asked me if I wanted him to take me. I said, forget it.
You never know, right? Anything else to come before us? Any questions by anyone?
Thank you.
Okay, if not, next month, right? The July 19th?
Is that right?
Yep, that's what's listed. Yeah, July 19th.
Just because that's what's
we'll see everybody right. Except three. And whether or not even one.
Enjoyed working with you.
Yep, thank you for
thank
the
you
tree.
Very much.
For
I
all
a motion to adjourn.
I need a motion to adjourn, yes.
So
Dan, McFadden, and Vicki. And we all agreed, right?
I think you need to do that. Thank you for the honor. They were very good.
Yeah.
They
certainly were good.
You know, one time I say you need a second, and the next time you say you don't.
I know.
They've got the new Robert rules out.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I haven't seen them.
There's some changes.
We'll
genius.
See you.
Have you started moving yet?
No, we're working with you.